You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
You know, I found out that you don't have to be perfect to inspire others. You just have to show people how you deal with your imperfections. And, you know, there's great strength in vulnerability, and I believe in being vulnerable, being honest. And welcome to another episode of the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
And we got a great show today, Brandon. I'm excited about how it's changing lives. And, you know, on the previous episode, we had Mark on there. Yep. We had Steve and Yamini. What do you think about that?
I mean, I could do these podcasts with our members, teammates, family, whatever you want to call it, all day long. It inspires me each time we sit down and talk with these guys.
Doesn't it fire you up?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
If you're listening on the other end, just seeing what these individuals does, it has to inspire you as well.
You should be fired up because you're like our herder. You know what I'm saying? I feel like
herder is a good one. Sometimes we get these workouts going. It's like herding cats, man. But yes, herder is a good one.
He's like Brandon the cat. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that. But, you know, I'm so glad we have great listeners. Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they can find us on iHeartRadio, on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere your favorite stream, we're there. I mean, it's incredible. Got some great response, the downloads and people responding. And right now, I want to read a review. They're, you know, not only are we talking to them, but they're talking back to us, okay? And this is from a guy named Brad Brewer, okay? Now, let me give you a little bit of the backstory about Brad Brewer. Brad reached out to me and was the man that lives in southern Missouri. They had to take him out of the home. They couldn't get him in the ambulance, so they had to drag him on a tarp, and they had to put him into a back of a Tahoe. They couldn't even fit him into an ambulance. Wow. And he was in the hospital, and he couldn't walk, and he was close to 760 pounds. And he was the one that I told you about that reached out to me, and we were helping him. He didn't have health insurance, didn't have anything, was in the hospital for 6 weeks, okay? He got out. Now, this is the review that he wrote on the pod. Now, I was reading this, and I mean, just thinking about where he's come from, he's going to start the Obesity Revolution workouts this Monday.
Awesome.
On the online program, okay? And here's what he said. Finally, common sense about obesity is what the title is. He says, being on a similar, if not identical, journey as Sean, it is wonderful to finally hear someone talking to people about the journey that faces obese individuals and not at them. The stories of individuals such as Sean and I possess a great diversity. However, the great accomplishment of the Obesity Revolution podcast that it at depth delves into the commonality ever omnipresent among those of us struggling with obesity. The fact that it's not all about food, but a state of mind that leads to self-doubt, inactivity, and in my case, depression. Most of all, this much needed informative gem of a podcast fills a void and will grow, inform, and inspire thousands in the future. Yes, we, the obese, are stigmatized by marketers and cost-efficient business strategists that seek instant profit more than the betterment of society, be they medical institutions, furniture manufacturers, etc. It's not our size, but our wonderful individualistic journey that is misunderstood and that is thus ignored in the marketplace. The Obesity Revolution, hosted by Sean and Brandon, addresses the mental, physical, and culinary aspects of obesity in an energetic and strategic manner that focuses on a consistent, successful, and realistic approach to weight management that yields a lifetime of progress. Progress, however, never occurs in a straight line, and the true genius of the Obesity Revolution is that it acknowledges the particular reality of the human condition, and a trainer like Brandon Glore I never thought existed. And I'm so proud to be a part of this. Bradley J. Brewer.
Wow. I'm glad we could be at the front of it. Man.
And that he was on his death's bed.
No.
He walked out of the hospital.
Man.
And let me tell you one more thing. We're going to have him on the show, but I'm going to give you a little tidbit. He was a professor at University of Mississippi.
Really?
He's a genius. And that's the stigma that people think about obesity, that we're nothing. Yeah. And you know what? It got to change.
Let's break that stigma.
We are. It's already being done. Mm-hmm. We are the obesity revolution. So I want to get into this. Our two other people that have sweat to the oldies with us is Porkchop, a.k.a. Rich Jones. Porkchop and Melissa. I want to get into my man Porkchop, though. Porkchop, let's give a little bit of background. Tell the story, the backstory about how you came about this.
Well, I was talking to my wife, and I was in the hospital after I had my hernia surgery done, and one of my nurses had heard of you and was talking to you about you. And so we talked a little bit, but I never really followed through with it. Well, then I was at my nephew's hockey practice, and she said, "Hey, check out Sean Maroney." She goes, "He's with this obesity revolution deal going on. You need to check him out and see what it's about." Well, at that point, I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. I had my wife, Brandy, reach out to Sean. Sean called me 15, 20 minutes after he received the call from Brandy, and we talked for 2 hours, and it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Met with Brandon, had my first workout. Brandon tried to kill me, but it was well worth it. I don't regret any of it. It was just an amazing feeling knowing that I had somebody that was there that understood what I was going through.
You want this, don't you?
I do want it. I want it in the worst way.
Has it been easy?
It's not been easy.
Has it been struggles?
There's all kinds of struggles. I've been finding out lately that I was a stress eater for the last 3 months. I've been a solid stress eater. Something gets on my mind, and I think that I have to turn to food. Well, I'm getting back on track. I fight every day, but I'm going to do this. I refuse to give up. If you give up, you lose. You quit, you lose.
And now you're in it.
I'm in it again.
And you said, I'm in it to win it.
Absolutely.
And how has Brandon changed your life? What is he, and that you keep coming back even if you get off the horse? What's the difference?
Brandon is the type of coach, brother, whatever we want to call him, family member, you know, he's the type of person that I know that if I struggle, I can reach out to Brandon and say, "Brandon, this is what I'm doing wrong. This is where I'm screwing up. What can I do to change this?" And Brandon has those little one-on-one talks. I'm not going to lie. 2 months ago, I was ready to quit.
Well, you said that to him. You said, told him, I'm done. I don't want to do it. And what did he say?
He told me, he says, "Don't give up." He says, "I understand you're working a lot." He says, "This new job, I get your hours are really messed up." He says, "But don't quit." So I continued to show up, and we had another one-on-one the other day, probably last week sometime, and he said, "You've got to do this." And I think I really needed to hear that, and for the last week and a half, I've dropped an additional 7 pounds, and I'm getting back to where my lowest weight goal was at.
Which is what?
Which is, my lowest weight goal was 395, I believe. So I'm only 6 pounds away from that, of getting to my lowest weight that I've ever been, and I'm going to keep thriving on that, and I'm going to get lower.
And you, your highest weight was what?
445 when I started here, but when my doctor said I started her, it 2 years ago, I was almost 460 pounds.
And then you dropped.
And I've been dropping.
And how many pounds have you lost so far?
Roughly about 50 to 55 in between. Yeah, it just fluctuates.
Just to elaborate on Porkchop, and a lot of you may be able to relate with this, things were going good. You know, we were working out, hitting the gym, nutrition was on point, dropped the weight. Life happens. Career change. Stress comes into play. Steps away from the gym for a little bit. Goes to stress eating, puts some weight back on. Reaches out to me, says, "I don't know if I still want to do this," because he felt like he had failed.
Yes, right.
Well, like he said, you only fail when you give up.
Right.
So I told him, listen, do not quit. And for those of you out there, yeah, working out is great. Getting to a gym is great, but it's not everything. Oh. As long as you still got that mindset that I need to take the actions that I can take to lose weight, you're still going to do it. So you don't have to get to the gym to be in check. You can sit there and focus on moving more. You can sit there and focus in on your nutrition and everything you need to do to stay in line. I could not see Porkchop for 2 months, but as long as everything's staying in check, we're good. I know that he's pushing hard and he's doing the things outside of, you know, his work life or family life or whatever to make sure that he does lose the weight. It's not showing up to the gym every day that loses the weight. It's the mindset. And when we get that mindset in check, you don't fall off track, if that makes sense.
That does.
Makes plenty of sense. And I think that's what I did, is I lost that mindset. Like you said, job change, new hours, really, really messed up hours sometimes, but I got that mindset back, and I think that's what I needed, was when I reached out to you, Sean, was to say, hey, you know, I don't think I can do this. I reached out to Brandon and said, hey, I'm failing, Brandon. Why do I keep doing this? And I needed to hear from both of you guys, because both of you guys have given me a reason to keep going, and that's what I want to keep doing.
Well, tell everybody your last word to everybody. The same situation that you are, what will you say to them?
Guys, you're going to have struggles in life. It's going to happen. But like Brandon said, if you quit, that's when you fail. I wanted to quit so many times, and I
and
just
couldn't.
You're
going to want to quit again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I know that. And I refuse, now that my mind is back to where it should be. Don't quit. It's not worth it, guys, because you come so far. Why give into it, and why quit to it, get to your goals that you were trying to achieve? So never give up, guys. It's not worth it.
Poor Chop, bro. I love you.
I love you too, Sean.
And you mean a lot to us. You're my brother. We're family, because we are.
Absolutely.
Family, seriously. And we do support each other, and we're not going to let you fall. Brandon's not.
Right.
You know that as well as I do.
And that's so. And like I said, I think Brandon was to that point where he was ready to put his foot in my butt if I tried to walk out of here.
He would have. Well, and that's what it is, you know, Brandon. And
I
that's
don't have
what it's
to
about.
Do it. You'll do it to yourself. Yes. I just got to give you the confidence to know that you
he
can do it.
He just has to give you the foot.
Right.
You know, so here you are. Turn away. I'll do it sideways. Right. But thanks, poor Chop. And you're the best, bro. Right.
Thank you guys so much. I couldn't do it without you guys.
We got it, man. We got this. So, from Pork Chop to Melissa Timmons. You know what I call her? I call her what? What do I call you?
Mighty Melissa.
Mighty Melissa. Because whenever you came, you didn't think you were very mighty, did you?
No.
No. So how did you find us?
Well, I saw the news with you on there, and that was the first initial wanting to do this. And I reached out to you. But I was told myself, if I don't keep persistent and get a hold of him, I'm not going to do this.
You were.
So I reached out to Brandon, because I knew I got a fast reaction from Brandon. That same day, within an hour, Brandon was calling me, and we were setting up a meeting for me to come meet him. And I was so nervous. And I was like, I'm not going. But I went, so.
And you came that day. What was that like, Brandon, whenever she came?
High anxiety, right?
Exactly.
But again, the hardest step's the one through the front door. Yeah. Once you're in, you're in. It's maybe a little bit outside that comfort zone, but I have not had one person who has showed up here that has regretted it. And that's with anything, whether you're showing up to make the jump to being in our online program or whatever exercise regimen or nutrition you're trying to get on, you've got to take the initiative to do it, and once you do it, you won't regret it.
I don't.
And you don't. So you came here, you had a defeatist attitude.
Absolutely. Right? Yes.
We won't get into a lot, but you've had a rough life.
Yeah.
And she's written out her story, and she's my Shiro.
Okay.
So she came here, Brandon, you know, he had to have some pretty good talks. I had to have some good, I remember the talk right there in the gym, and all of a sudden, you know, he had to put that foot, your foot in the old.
We've had a lot of tears.
Here's what happened. You come, you had to park right out of the curb, right?
Right.
You couldn't walk, you were in oxygen.
Right.
First time I met you, oxygen.
That's about 12 feet to the front door.
Yeah, right. 12 feet. How has this us changed your life?
It's changed my life completely, the way I talk, my attitude. I'm so positive now. And I wasn't before. And I owe my life to you guys, because I don't even think I'd still be here. Brandon believes in me more than I believe in myself. And he probably still does. And I mean, I'm to the point where I know I can do it, because I'm doing it.
How much weight have you lost?
63 pounds.
And how long?
6 months.
And let,
6.5 months.
And let me elaborate on Melissa. And just so you know, we don't have enough time for me to get into how proud I am of Melissa. Because let me tell you guys, if there's somebody who wants to throw in a towel, it could very well be Melissa, you know, just as much as anybody else. The person that I have met with when she walked through that front door is not sitting here on this podcast with us, let me tell you. And to be honest, that wasn't even Melissa. This is Melissa.
I got myself back for the moment, you know what I mean? Because I was dark.
So not only has Melissa lost, what, 63 as of right now, Melissa has had a ton of medical issues. Mm-hmm. I'm talking a laundry list of medications that go along with that. Possibly the highest A1C I've ever seen.
What was it?
It was off the charts.
12.9.
But then before that, it was even above that, right? So on insulin, multiple medications. She is now completely off all type 2 medications and has a level A1C unmedicated. Within 6 months of where she was, it's a miracle. It's an absolutely miracle that she has worked her tail end off. We've stressed out about a lot of things. The scale was not moving on her. She was working her tail off, doing everything I gave her in line, and we did not see the scale move. And that can be frustrating. You can want to throw in the towel and give up, but she didn't. And I kept telling her, listen, your body's getting in line. You have 100 other things your body needs to get in line before you lose weight. So all of that energy that your body has is fixing those things. And then we start getting off the medications. Things start getting in line and we're seeing weight just drop. Now, how many pounds have you lost this month?
16 so far.
16.
And in one month.
Today's the 20th, just so you guys know. And then not saying you have to lose weight that fast, but that just goes to show once we get the body in line,
healthy,
it starts falling through. And there's been times she said, I do not want to be here. I don't want to be here. I didn't feel it today. And then we get through the workout and she's feeling better and she's laughing and she's smiling. But I could just keep going on here
about the vehicle.
She parks all the way up at the top of her parking lot, which is the hill now. And we make a joke about it now because we see her stalling.
I would roll down that hill.
But not only that, that's how big it is. She's inspiring to walk a 5K. So she's been walking more. She's been moving for, and in 8 days, we're walking it.
I'm doing it.
She is. Oh, 5K.
And she was on oxygen when she came in. She's not on her daily oxygen anymore. Just
gym. She comes to the gym. She's at the gym every day.
6 days a week.
She's a gym rat.
Five of you miss Wednesday. But
she's here every stinking waking time. And you heard her, yeah, man, she brings Yamini, you know, they carb. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, and that goes to show you how powerful it is to get in a community of like-minded individuals that all have the same goal. You know, Yamini didn't have the transportation to get here for whatever day. So guess what? They're talking in the group. Hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it. Melissa, why aren't you making it? Well, I don't have a ride today. I'll so she goes and picks them up, vice versa. You know, it's happened the other ways as well. So when you get in that community, that group, we don't allow you to fail.
No. It's like therapy.
That's right.
It's my therapy.
It is. But do you feel supported?
Very much.
Do you feel accepted?
Yes.
Are we family?
Yeah, you're my family.
We are family. Come on. You heard me song. You said, because you always, why do you come to the gym? You always want to hear me sing.
I know.
Come on, I lay it down. That's the first time anybody ever said that. I mean, I was shocked when that, and Brandon's like looking at me. It's like, you know.
It made me smile.
Well, and because we love each other, right?
Right.
We love one another.
There's not even words I can express to how much you two mean to me. Especially you, Brandon, because you believe in me. And I haven't had nobody believe in me in a long time.
Well, I could be there for that.
And I wouldn't have been able to do half of this stuff that I'm doing now 5 months ago. I wouldn't. I would have just died in my chair.
Oh, but now you're kicking butt and taking names.
And you know what? I got rid of that chair yesterday. I got rid of it because I'm changing myself. So I said, I'm changing my room. And I got rid of it because it has such bad memories.
Wow.
And I did, yeah.
So what's your final word to everybody else out there?
If I can do it, you can do it. I mean, I, like Brandon said, I had all these medical conditions and I still do have some and I still come. So it's built for anyone that feels they have a struggle. They modify it for you and it's built for anyone.
We have the absolute God-picked trainer in Brandon, don't we?
I agree. I mean,
there's 100%. There's nobody like him.
No.
There isn't. There is nobody else like him.
No.
In this whole entire world. And we have a gift that we're sharing with the world through our podcast, through the obesityrevolution.com, through our gym, Prescription Fitness. Brandon created this for us in mind. That's what this is off of Oakville Fit Body Boot Camp, which is the gym of Sean. Now, this is the gym of the obesity revolution.
You're an inspiration, Sean. You're the reason why I did this. You inspired me to do it, and now I'm thriving. Thank you for that.
You're my sister from another mister. You know that.
Right.
And I see that, and
I don't want to let you down.
This is, I can't, I,
well, just lost for Melissa here, you're losing weight, but you're finding Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I like this one.
And it's not about, yeah, well, it's not about the weight that you lose. It's about the life you've gained.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's not, we're not reaching it at a rabbit's pace. You know, at least I'm not. But I've gained a life, and like I said, like I opened it up, you don't have to be perfect to inspire people.
Absolutely not.
We just have to show people how we deal with our imperfections, and every one of us are imperfect. Mm-hmm. We are perfectly imperfect. And Melissa, guess what?
What?
You get them broken pieces of clay and all those stuff, and you think, man, nothing can be used of this anymore. But do you know what them things make? They make a beautiful mosaic. And you put all them cracked pieces of jar and clay, and you put them all together.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. That's what we are.
Right.
And we got the Picasso of training that's sort of putting us together. I couldn't be any more proud, Brandon, to have you. It was a miracle. I just showed a picture today to Brandon, and I'll share it on my social media. But it was a picture that my wife found yesterday and said, I can't believe, who is this guy? That's what she said. She said, didn't know it was me. It was 3 months before I met Brandon, September 2016. And I'm going to show it. I took an after picture yesterday and where I've come because him taking me on whenever 30-plus trainers wouldn't take me on. Brandon, our hats are off. And, brother, you don't even know how many lives you've changed. And I'm indebted to you.
Well, it's again, it's not the road I first thought out I'd be taking, but man, it's the road I
so
want to be on.
So this fat man changed a trainer. Check it out.
That's right.
Come on.
That's absolutely right.
So and don't I, care if you're fat. Get busy.
I couldn't be more grateful for those 35-plus trainers that turned Sean Maroney down, because where would we be?
But see, that I never heard that. Thank you, Brandon. That's his unrecording, too. Yeah. That's see? Because he's looking at me when we're in the workouts, and he doesn't, you know, not pleased with me sometimes. But anyways, great episode.
Always. Just see in these past episodes, guys, of how far these individuals come. And just so you know, this is just six. It kind of flowed. I mean, we've got
30.
I can't count.
And them online, too.
And we've just started, guys. So there are a ton of people that have done this on top of these individuals that you've heard from that are doing it, that didn't think they could do it. So again, we can't stress enough, and we always will stress it, guys. Just take the leap of faith. Trust us, we're going to figure it out, whether it takes, again, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, whatever. As long as you don't quit, we'll be there.
Well, poor chop, Melissa, I love you, too.
I love you too.
I love you too. And here again, you know, Brandon, thank you again. I mean, because without you taking on Sean and realize what you were dealing with, we would not be here without you. I mean, we needed you and you knew that. So we just don't have enough words for you, Brandon.
I appreciate it. It's been a privilege. And let me tell you this, we haven't had a dull moment.
No. Especially not with me around, right? So that's another end of the episode. Brandon, on behalf of me, Sean Maroney, and Brandon Glore, get healthy
and stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.